Welcome to The Goal is Whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ. Series 2, focus on security, hope unshakable. Study H4, rewards.
We are invited to participate in something that is so much bigger than us, that he is committed to see through right to the end. We're very secure in this. We're very secure in him. In Christ, we see this multifaceted purpose of God. And we looked at one example of that in the first study, which is our calling to become the bride of Christ together. So glorious. In the second study, we saw how God is in control through end time events. And we're going to remain secure in his plan, however the details of that unfold. Then in the third study, we saw that at the point that we come into Christ through faith, we pass out of judgment, out of death into life. There is a judgment for those that don't come into Christ, but we don't feature in that. We're not a part of that. There is, though, a judgment seat of Christ, as it's called in the scripture, which is more of a reward ceremony. And we're going to be looking at the subject of those rewards today. So let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11 to 15. Paul says, "No man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And now if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire. And the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. If any man's work which he has built on it remains, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire." We looked at this at the end of study E3. And, you know, the focus here is that we're not being judged in the sense of a judgment of God. We're actually being assessed for the purpose of reward, and also so that the mercy of God can touch our lives to remove by fire those things that we wouldn't want to take with us into eternity. So today we're going to look at some things that are mentioned in the scripture about rewards. And it could be life-changing, because basically we have this short life in this life on earth now. We have this huge eternity ahead of us. And the way we live our lives now is going to affect the kind of experience that we're going to have in eternity, the level of rewards that we receive. So it's quite important that we consider this. As we just saw in that passage in the new creation, we will start with the same foundation, which is why we're so secure, because the foundation is Jesus, right? That's why we can stand strong. And then it depends on what we build, the works we do, and how we develop in the new creation. Ephesians 2 gives us some insight into this. Verse 8 to 10 says, "By grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. Not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them." So look, no one is saved by works. This passage says it's by grace, right, that we've been saved through faith. However, once we come into him, we become a part of his workmanship, which is created with a purpose. It's created for good works that God has on his heart, that he wants us to outwork as part of our walk with him. That's outworked expressions of the fullness of Christ from the inside out. And as we've started already to look in some of these other studies, this works with us as individuals, but much more it's a picture of the community of the redeemed, working out through the body. Titus 2 verse 11 to 14 has similar thoughts. "The grace of God again has appeared, bringing salvation to all men," right? So it's through grace, "instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires and to live sensibly, righteously and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Saviour Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds." So again, we see this purpose of God, that we come into salvation through the act of God's grace. And within that, what we then carry is this purpose of God to outwork good deeds in his name, the fruit of Christ dwelling within us. It's exactly the same pattern, really. In Romans chapter 12, we see the emphasis on the body here. Verses 3 to 6, Paul says, through the grace, again, the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each man a measure of faith. Just as we have many members in one body, and all the members don't have the same function, so we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. So in Christ we have this measure of faith, but then we have grace gifts, where we're all supposed to play our part and do the specific outworkings that God has formed us for. It's the body expressing the fullness of Jesus together. And here's the key, is that we get rewarded for all those works that we're created to do in the new creation. And it's amazing, because the works are really just the outworking of his presence within us. But then we get rewarded because we allow that to happen, because we align, because we co-work. We see this in the life of Jesus, right, in his walk with the Father. In John 14, verse 9, it says, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." He was just outworking the Father's will and the Father's presence from within. In some measure, at least, our lives should be such that we can say, "He who has seen me has seen Jesus." Right? These are the works that are going to get rewarded. Jesus was really specific. John 14, verse 10 to 11. He says this, "The words that I say to you, I don't speak on my own initiative. The Father abiding in me does his works. Believe me that I'm in the Father, the Father's in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves." You know, the works are a big deal. And coming into salvation ushers us into this position where we can outwork the works of Jesus. And that's what attracts reward. Okay, I'm going to quickly just run down some passages that talk about rewards in the New Testament. One of the big ones is Hebrews 11, verse 6. It's kind of a pivotal one. It affects our entire walk with God. This is what it says. "Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him." So having the attitude and the lifestyle of seeking God personally and together brings reward. It's very highly favored by the Lord when we focus upon him and we seek him out. But here are some other passages as well that identify specific lifestyle attributes that will be rewarded. I'm not going to spend any time on these, just going to quickly list them and give you a reference. There are doubtless other manifestations of co-working with Jesus that will be rewarded too, but this is just a list. Personal prayer, Matthew 6, verse 6. Fasting in secret, Matthew 6, 17. Doing work as an act of serving Christ, Colossians 3, 22 to 24. Says there, actually, "Whatever you do, do your work heartily as for the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance." Receiving others willingly. "As you receive a righteous man in the name of a righteous man, you receive a righteous man's reward." That's Matthew 10, 41. Even giving water to someone who needs it, Matthew 10, 42. Enduring persecution in his name, Matthew 5, 11 to 12. "Blessed are ye when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because your reward in heaven is great." Showing mercy and giving, expecting nothing in return. "Love your enemies, do good, lend, expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great." Give to the poor secretly. "When you give to the poor, don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing, so that your giving will be in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." Actually, that's important just to stress that. Very often in these rewards, we sense that if we seek accolade in this life for things that we're doing for spiritual purpose, we kind of lose reward, right? You kind of have it here or have it there. So we need to make sure that we're doing these things in a way that isn't trying to draw attention to ourselves and get accolade, but where we're doing it to the Lord, where he sees, and then the reward for us can be eternal. It's much better. Then the last one that I'm going to mention here is exercising good stewardship. Luke 19, 16 to 17. "The first appeared in this parable, saying, 'Master, your miner has made 10 miners more.' And he said to him, 'Well done, good slave, because you've been faithful in a very little thing. You are to be put in authority over 10 cities.'" So the whole principle of exercising good stewardship, even and especially in small things, will gain great reward. Amazing.
The goal is whole. New Creation Studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ.